Our reading today is from the Gospel of John, chapter 10, and it's the verses 1 to 10. And yesterday's reading is the Gospel of John, chapter 10, starting at verse 11. So this is this Good Shepherd discourse. So again, it's kind of chopped up. We're going to hear the "I am the Good Shepherd" tomorrow. Okay, tomorrow that's going to be the reading. I am the Good Shepherd. But so Jesus is the Good Shepherd. He drives out the sheep, then he goes in front of them, and they follow him. Have you ever heard this? Pick up your cross and follow me. So our commission, our call is to follow Jesus. And following Jesus necessitates hearing his voice and understanding that Jesus' voice, there are competitors to the voice of Jesus in the world. We understand that, don't we? I mean, this was made clear. The strangers, the voices of strangers, and those who come to steal and slaughter and destroy. It's critically important for us to be aware of the fact that there are the voices calling us in a way that is consistent and beautiful and one with the voice of Jesus. And then there are the voices of the strangers who come to steal and to slaughter and to destroy. Now, I hold that in front of you, and now I say we have the situation with Peter, okay? Now, Peter has spent his whole life following the kosher laws. We call, it's kind of a little bit anachronistic, but kosher. He's not going to eat anything that's not approved. And now he has this vision of the sheep coming down from heaven, slaughter and eat. And he says, oh, no. It's got to be the bad voice. You know, I'm not listening to that. But then there was this conviction that comes. And then the presence of the Holy Spirit. And something has changed. Something new has happened. Jesus didn't come to put a patch on the old covenant. Jesus came to give us a new covenant. And this new covenant is for the whole world. And you know, one of the reasons that the nation of Israel had the dietary laws that it had, and it had some dietary laws, and there are many Jews that still follow those dietary laws. But one of the reasons that they had those dietary laws was to separate them from the Gentiles. You know, if you will, the whole world could be divided into people that eat pork and the people that don't. Or the people that eat this kind of shellfish and the people that don't. Or the people that eat this kind of hoofed animals and the people that don't. And so you knew you were a good Jew when you followed these rules, right? And God is telling Peter, no, we're not going to be separated like that anymore. I want the whole world. And so Peter, let me tell you, Peter had trouble with this. Peter learned the lesson here in the Acts of the Apostles, but if you read the letter to the Galatians, you will know that St. Paul had some very stern words for Peter because he went back on this. Kind of forgot the lesson that he had learned. So my whole point in all of this is, you know, we have to be open to hear the voice of God. We have to have a discerning capacity to hear the voice of God. We have to understand that there is a liar and a murderer and wolves and thieves and destroyers. Jesus says, I know mine and mine know me. And we're here this morning. We're here this morning. Yes, we hear the readings. We hear my brief reflection. You kneel in silence and pray, seeking the voice of God, the voice of life, the voice of truth, the voice of virtue, the voice of gratitude, the voice of generosity, the voice of self-control, all of those things. We pray that we can hear the voice of the Good Shepherd and follow him.